question I thought of was, different people have told me about some colored folks around Sutton who play music. Did you ever have occasion to run into any of those people? There was a Greg Lacey there?
So minimal that it hardly is worth mentioning, but we lived out on a farm out on Route 19, and we're building a house on it. And Grafton was a block layer. And Grafton came out and was working on our house. And somehow, some way, as he came to or left for work or came by one day to pick up pay or something, I was there sitting playing the guitar. And something was said about it, and Grafton said, yeah, I'll play a little bit. And so I said, okay, let's play some. So I went in, got the fiddle, and come back out. As best I remember, this had been years and years ago. And I played fiddle, and he played a couple of tunes with me on guitar. I don't remember whether he was good or bad or indifferent or what kind of a musician he was, except that Grafton Lacey was a black who lived there in Braxton County, and he played guitar, and I had heard that they played some music, but I never had any occasion to be around where he was. All I know is that he did play guitar.
I've been told that Buddy Starcher got his start from Grafton Lacey.
That could very well be, because Buddy Starcher had some connection down in around Braxton County. I don't remember what it was. You know, at about the same time that Buddy Starcher was popular, and I think he played on the Clarksburg radio station, and there was also a couple of boys from down there that played on the radio up here, a couple of boys called Budge and Fudge the Mays Brothers, and there was a couple of Burroughs boys from down there, Willis and George Burroughs, that played some music. I don't really remember. Probably guitars, because they have been to our house and played music. And I think... You want to fix me one, please? I think the Mays Brothers have been to our house. But, you know, this was the exception rather than the rule that we had people in to play music. My dad worked for the telephone company, and all the telephone men knew that he played. And when any of them were going to be in town overnight, why, he'd invite them over, and they would ask us to play, and we generally would play some. But most of the music that was played, it was myself and my dad, and very seldom anybody
else.
Was
any, as you can remember, was any square dancing going on in the Sutton area?
Nah. Not that I know of. I'm sure there was out in the chapel area and out in the outlying areas, but as far as in Sutton, no, I never knew of any. Or maybe on occasion the 4-H would have somebody in. Now, at about that time, a fellow by the name of Rush Butcher was down there, and he was very big into 4-H work, and was, I think, a square dance caller.
Yeah.
And I think he had some of the 4-H kids doing some square dancing down there, but, you know, it was not a big thing in and around in beautiful downtown Sutton where I lived.
Yeah. I know that at the old fairground, people told me about dancing there, a platform.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a platform up at the fairgrounds, the only way I could have or would have gone would have been with if my dad took me, and this was not something that he was interested in. You know, I think I told you the other day that Linda's parents lived right next door to Ernie Carpenter out there, and I never knew he was a fiddler until I saw one of his records on sale someplace. And I said, is that the same Ernie Carpenter that you know and loved out there? And yes, it was, you know.
Sarah Singleton, some of those, they used to play for square dances.
Yeah, Sarah, but that was over in the Burnsville area, and And I used to play with a little Dixieland band. Played guitar and or piano, whichever we needed at the time. Burnsville has an alumni dance each year instead of a junior-senior prom. They have their alumni dance, and all the alumni come back. And what they would do, they'd play a 30-minute set of round dance. And then they'd have Sarah and her group play a 30-minute set of square dance. And I went over there with our group to play the round dance one night and was playing guitar that night. And when we finished up our set, well, somebody came over and said, Sarah's guitar player didn't show up. Would you consider playing the square dance set too? I said, well, you know, I am not real big on that kind of music, but I've never played with Sarah before, but, you know, if I'm all that she has, I'll go ahead and do it. So I ended up playing that night square dance with Sarah Singleton. I really don't. It's been long ago. I don't really remember anything about it except that I was awfully bored, because square dance music is on a guitar is the most boring in the world to play. You know that. Sarah was a pretty good fiddler. Yeah, that brings to mind one of my pet peeves, and that is the media treatment of things such as this. You remember that Ted Turner was doing this Portrait of America thing. Did you see the West Virginia one?
Well, I think, yeah, I did see it.
Yeah. And they used Sarah Singleton to illustrate the folk music heritage and how it's performed in Braxton County and how survived. And I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with Sarah. She's a beautiful person, a lovely person. And her son and my younger brother were good friends. But it gives the impression that that's the only way the music survived. I said, if they really wanted to portray that and show West Virginia in a little better light, go down to Charleston and take my son in his three-piece suit out of his law office and let him do it and say, now, you know, this is the heritage of West Virginia. It doesn't have to be somebody. And I don't mean this to come out as derogatory to Sarah. That's not what I'm saying. But it is being carried forward by the younger generations. And that's what I would like for them to have shown. They never showed anything that was progressive or forward-looking or complimentary about the state of West Virginia. You know, they showed some good, honest, hard-working people who believed in what they're doing. But they didn't show Ruby Memorial Cancer Center. They didn't show Ogilvy Park. They didn't show the Wheeling Symphony or the Charleston Symphony. They didn't show the gold dome on the Capitol. They didn't show one of the 10 most beautiful Capitol buildings in the United States. They didn't show our marvelous state parks. They didn't show, you know, they went back and reinforced the stereotypes of West Virginia. But that's neither here nor there, and you can delete that from your conversation if you'd like.
No, that's a valid point. Yeah. It's a real valid point, Dale. I think the only... I will turn.